Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and on this program, we'll hear from award-winning country musician Ryan Bingham. I had the pleasure of interviewing Ryan backstage before his performance at the 26th annual Telluride Blues and Brews. Stay tuned for my interview and for some songs off of Ryan Bingham's recent album, American Love Song.
Hey, good looking. How you doing? Would you like some company? I would like to get to know you.
I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm with Ryan Bingham, and we're at the 26th Annual Blues and Brews Festival in Telluride. Thanks for taking the time, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You have a new album out this year called American Love Song. What's the biggest inspiration behind this album in its entirety?
It started me sitting down with a piece of paper and kind of drawing a roadmap of all the different places that I've lived throughout my life growing up, and a lot about the kind of, you know, just personal experiences I had growing up and the different things I experienced in different parts of the world living, and tying those things into a lot of the things that are going on these days in America, and some of those same towns, you know, that are the same, you know, the things that haven't changed and some things that have changed, and just reflecting on that and thinking about all the characters, you know, that I met in those places, and that's really where it all started and kind of where it turned into.
One of your singles off of American Love Song is Jingle and Go. Mm-hmm. What's this song about?
You know, when I first started playing music, I played in all these roadhouses down in Texas, and just kind of like these back alley bars and roadhouses and places off the beaten path, and I would more or less sit in the corner with my hat on, and I only knew two or three songs and would just play for tips, and that's really how that song came about, was just thinking about these old dive bars I used to play in, you know, when I was starting out, and you know, really didn't have anything but the clothes on my back and my guitar, but always kind of like tried to keep this bit of optimism, you know, and thing to keep moving forward, and just, you know, having the jingle and go.
Yeah. Let's take a listen to Jingle and Go.
Cadillac is cherry, my boots
That was Jingle and Go by country musician Ryan Bingham. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF.
I just read that you used to be a bull rider.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did. Used to.
Sounds a little dangerous.
Yeah, it was very dangerous. Yeah. Just something my family used to ranch out in New Mexico, and my uncle rode bulls, and, you know, kind of got into that as a young kid, just kind of growing up, you know, around it.
And then you started playing in these kind of dive bars. And when did you have the realization that you wanted to pursue music as a serious career?
Well, I'd been riding bulls, and I was working for a guy down in South Texas, and he owned a rodeo company called Bad Company Rodeo. His name was Mac Altizer, and he found out that I could play the guitar. And so after, I'd feed all the bulls and the horses and stuff after the rodeo, he'd get me to come play the hospitality tent for all the contestants. And from there, I started getting gigs to play in these little bars in these towns that we would travel to. And, you know, one point or the other, I just kind of had more gigs playing bars than I did anything else. And, you know, I was making 50 or 100 bucks a night playing the guitar. And, wasn't that too difficult of a decision to, you know, stay with the guitar and put the shovel down, just so to speak.
Yeah, that's cool. And you've been playing guitar for a long time, since you were 16. Did I get that right?
Yeah. I feel like I kind of got a late start on it, you know. I started playing 16 or 17 and really didn't start writing songs till it was in my early 20s, you know. But, that's about when I started.
Yeah. What was it like working with T-Bone Burnett?
It was quite an opportunity to work with someone like that, kind of from where I came from, I didn't have very high expectations, you know, about really having a career playing music. I just felt pretty lucky that I got the opportunity to play in some of these little bars, you know, and people would let me sing a few songs for them. But I never had any idea or any expectation that it would kind of turn into what it has, you know. And so when that opportunity came around to work with T-Bone and to write songs with him and to do an album with him and to collaborate on songs for a film, you know, it was amazing. It was a hell of a learning experience, you know, to be able to be not only around him but around a lot of the other musicians that he works with. Another guy named Stephen Bruton that collaborated with him on the soundtrack for that film. You name it, from Buddy Miller to Greg Leitz to all these amazing musicians that you know, play on a lot of the records that he produces. It was just it was a great opportunity to be in a studio around those people and to really get to sit and learn from them. Yeah.
The film Ryan is referring to is Crazy Heart, which starred the dude himself, Jeff Bridges. Let's take a listen to the theme song from the film Crazy Heart. Here is The Weary Kind, written by Ryan Bingham and T-Bone Burnett.
On the loose, you roll them sevens with nothing to lose. This ain't no place for the weary kind. You called all your shots, shooting a ball in the corner truck style. Somehow it just don't feel like home anymore. And this ain't no place for the weary kind. And this ain't no place to lose your mind. Pick up your crazy heart, give it one more try.
doesn't forgive. The highway that calls for your heart inside. Cause your body aches from playing your guitar, sweating out the hate. The days and the nights all feel the same. But this ain't no place for the weary kind. On the loose, you rolled in sevens with nothing to lose. But this ain't no place for the weary kind.
That was a song called The Weary Kind by Ryan Bingham and T-Bone Burnett. I'm Corey Stanton, and you're tuned in to Talkin' Music on KVNF. We'll get back to my interview with Ryan Bingham. You won an award for that, right?
It did, yeah. Me and T-Bone, we got an Oscar for the song, yeah, for that movie.
Mm-hmm. And you're also a Grammy winner?
Mm-hmm, yeah, we got a Grammy.
And you're also a Golden Globe winner?
Mm-hmm, yeah, we got that one too.
What's your next award you're going to win?
I don't know. I don't really think about that too much. You know, I just kind of think about the songs one at a time, and you know, I don't know. I've never really placed much importance on kind of trophies or awards or things like that. You know, I think the biggest things in life kind of come from, you know, the relationships and the kind of things when you meet people and you hear how like a song can influence them or inspire them, or how they can relate to it in their own way, or tell their story and what that song maybe has done for them. You know, I think that's the biggest reward.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, that's why I love music too, is like I couldn't live without it. It's, you know, therapeutical, it's nostalgic, it's just, it's always on in my life. So I really appreciate that as a music listener. I really love your song Wolves off your new album. Tell me about Wolves.
Originally, I started writing this song about kind of how I grew up. I moved around a lot growing up. I was always kind of the new kid in town, you know, and dealing with, you know, people picking on you and things like that for being the new kid in town. A lot of fights, things like that. But what really kind of kicked that song into gear was the school shooting in Parkland, Florida. And not only the shooting, because there's been a lot of school shootings, you know, up to that point, but it was when the kids really started to organize, you know, and the teachers, and they started to the March for Our Lives, and they were trying to make some changes and bring attention to this whole debate. And it started with how people were responding to the kids, like online, you know, all the online hate messages and things like that, and stuff that I had received even personally, you know, just toxic, just horrible things, you know, people would say to these kids, you know. And it really kind of reminded me of when I was a kid and like moving to these new towns and just hearing the things people would say to you, you know. And you know, and I just, that's what that song really kind of was all about, you know. It was a song for those kids and for that kind of people in that situation, and this kind of discrimination, you know, that being different, being new, you know, anyone out there who's kind of been, had to deal with discrimination in any kind of way. And you know, people just trying to be who they are. You know, that's what that song's about and who it's for.
This is Wolves.
How the moon will cry, sleep the sun away. I was just a child, I knew I was afraid. There was nothing to gain, I found the running the other way. I had to stand my ground and keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there will come a day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Would not take no more, had my fill. Stars had faded from my eyes, run from looks that kill. There was no one coming around to save me from the fray. I had to stand my ground and keep the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day. When I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come a day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Years have gone by, the calling carries on. Scars above my eyes are tender to the bone. No, I've settled down, I hear the children say, you have to stand your ground and keep the wolves at bay.
but I knew somehow there would come the day when I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay. Well, I knew somehow there would come the day. So I stood my ground, kept the wolves at bay.
That was a song called Wolves by Ryan Bingham off of his most recent album, American Love Song. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. I chatted with Ryan Bingham in the Green Room at the 26th Annual Blues and Brews Festival in Telluride last September. Let's get back to the interview. The other song I really like is Nothing Holds Me Down.
That's a song I wrote. I first moved to Houston, Texas when I was like 15 years old. And I was still riding bulls and kind of trying to find my way around town. You know, I'd moved there from kind of a small town out in West Texas, and so it was a big change for me to get down there. And I met this friend of mine, and his name was Six Pack. And he lived down in a neighborhood called Acres Homes down in Houston. And we just kind of became buddies right off the bat, and he kind of took me under his wing. He was a little bit older than me, and he started taking me around to these kind of rodeos and these places, and it was a different side of a city than I'd ever seen growing up, you know. And that song was kind of about just mine and his adventures. Yeah,
fun. I love it.
That was Ryan Bingham with Nothing Holds Me Down off his recent album, American Love Song. You're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF.
You mentioned to me before the interview that you are working on new music. What can we expect in 2020, maybe?
Yeah, I've always really, for a few years now, I've wanted to do a stripped-down album, kind of like you're saying, of kind of ballads and acoustic songs. So I've really been working on a bunch of songs for that, as well as another full kind of band album as well. And been acting in a few things, a TV show and a couple movies. And so just kind of taking things as they come and, you know, writing when I have the opportunity. And, yeah, it's just kind of one thing at a time.
Yeah, and have you been to Blues and Brews before?
I have not. This is our first year here.
Yeah. Cool, and I'm super excited to see you. And tell me about your band.
I've got an amazing band here with me today. You know, I don't know what to say. It's just they're all amazing, and they're a lot of fun to play with. And it's gonna be a hoot.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Visit kvnf.org for more of our Talkin' Music programs and for a direct link to Ryan Bingham's music. Thank you for listening.